Hello and welcome to Strangecast, episode 46.
Bon voyage.
That's the one. So how are we doing and where are we going?
Well, we're going to talk about our cruise, which we've talked about a few times, but not in depth.
No.
So we leave on Monday. So we thought this is our last episode before we go. So yeah. We would have a little chat about it.
We leave on Monday.
We do.
Well, we fly on Monday, but we leave on Sunday.
We leave the house on Sunday to stay in the hotel. But we can go into that
one. Yeah.
Stuff.
It's exciting. It's getting closer and closer. And it's just really surprising, given how long we've waited to, like, do something.
Get to this point.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I've been thinking about how I'm going to present next week's episode and all the gear that I'm going to need and all sorts of things, so it's quite exciting. But yeah, but before all that, what about your busy week?
Yeah, it's been all right. It's just usual stuff. We're just getting everything ready that we can, keeping the kids entertained, shopping, you know, all that kind of stuff. We are going to the zoo at some point. Hopefully, yeah. If it doesn't rain like it is today.
Today is Thursday and it has been raining nonstop all day pretty much.
Well, yeah, I mean, it did stop, but it's just a very rainy but muggy day.
Yeah.
But yes, so.
And you went to the very particular shop this week and spent a lot, didn't you?
Oh, Primark. Yeah.
Did you intend to do quite that much?
No, but you know. You get a few bits and pieces and it adds up, doesn't it? That's the thing. So,
yeah.
It was all necessary stuff.
For our US listeners, what is Primark?
It's like a big store, a big shop that sells like clothes for, you know, men, women, children, homeware. Yeah.
It's kind of all age, isn't it?
Yeah.
What I don't know is if it's a UK-specific store, actually.
No, it's in Ireland.
Is it?
I know it's definitely in Ireland because I think they call it Pennies. And I think it's definitely in Europe now. So there's stores that have opened in Europe. Okay. I don't know if it's in the US, if it's gone over there.
Ah.
Maybe.
Fair enough.
But it's, yeah, super popular.
I got a nice shirt, some T-shirts and stuff.
You did.
I think I'm in one today.
No, that's from somewhere else, but...
It's really nice. It's got a zip. I like T-shirts with zips on.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Go on then. What was last week's quiz and who got it right?
So quite a few people actually got it right. The question was, what is the name of the dessert that translates to make me happy in Italian? And the answer is...
Tiramisu.
Yes.
Which I thought was Japanese the first time I saw it.
Did you?
Yeah. Just because of...
Well, what if you say it in the way that you... Like the accent that you just did.
Well, that's why.
We did actually have one comment on YouTube that was in Italian.
Mm-hmm. Did you translate it? Because it has the button by the side.
Yeah, I mean, it was very obvious that that's what it said, but it was, the answer is tiramisu. So uh-huh. I could...
Well, that's really nice.
I could figure that out. And then, yeah, like I think three other people got it right on there. So well done.
Including my brother.
Yes.
Well done, everyone.
So this week's quiz question is, spoots is the colloquial term in Scotland for which of these seafood delicacies? So spoots, is it scallops, oysters or razor clams?
I have no idea about that.
I know.
You do find great questions. I know.
I'm trying to mix it up a bit. So I do like the animal questions, but I appreciate maybe not everybody does. So we'll mix it up.
But it seems quite fitting as we're going, you know, on the sea next week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you planned it that way, but it works.
No, I didn't. I didn't, actually.
Will we be eating any of these, do you think?
No.
Okay. Right. Fair enough.
Well, no. Well, I certainly won't. I mean, you might have a scallop, I suppose, if they had them. But it's not my thing.
Razor clams? Wouldn't they just cut your tongue open?
No, because I think you open them and remove the inside. I don't know. I don't actually know that much about razor clams, to be fair.
They sound
oysters,
scary.
Oysters, you just, don't you?
The world is my.
Yeah. Well, I don't like them.
We will be indeed enjoying bits of the world next week. It'd be great.
Yes.
So go on then. Bon voyage. It's stressful, but good, right?
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you know, we just keep saying it's fine, but anybody who knows going on, I mean, holiday can be stressful anyway, but when you have planned it so for so long, we booked this last January, so January 2024.
Yep.
And then kept it a secret from the kids all the way up till Christmas when we told them. And we've invested a lot, not only financially, but a lot of time and effort has gone into planning this, and booking and making sure that we have covered everything that we can. So I think it's just that anxiety of we just want it to go well.
Mm.
You know, we want it to be... It's the first really big trip that we've ever had as just the four of us.
Yeah, there's always been other people.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest trip that we'll ever have done, but certainly, yeah, it's the four of us. It's a big thing.
The last one that I went on was 2018 to France, and it was your mum and sister and partner as well. So
and my auntie.
And your auntie, oh yeah.
Yeah, and the kids were little then. And
they
we
don't
were just...
remember it.
No, they have like little vague memories.
And it's actually sad because, no, I know why, but I really liked that trip.
Yeah, but that's what happens. You know, kids don't remember holidays. It doesn't mean you don't do things with them when they're little because it's the experience at the time. But I know what you mean. They don't have that. But that was just in a little villa. We had a little pool and, you know, that was kind of it. This is so much more.
Yes.
So yeah, it's been a lot of...
And dear Italians, I'm going to try and go and eat food in your fine country with an open mind. But the
Yeah, I'm sighing because you're making it sound like Italian food is incredible. You're making it sound like you don't know.
But
like
I was going
it.
To explain that I went in with expectations and it's not authentic Italian, the pizza I like.
Yeah.
It's very, I don't know, American, English, not Italian. And maybe because I just didn't ask for the right things and because in the little place that we went, they probably weren't expecting English tourists.
I don't think it's that. I think it's because you like pizza with barbecue sauce. And
I just would have been happy with more meat. I've had pizzas without barbecue sauce, but I wanted more meat.
Yeah, I guess so.
But I'm going to do something different.
If you want
this time.
A pizza that has all meat
and
all
cheese.
Over it.
And give me goat's cheese. I love goat's cheese.
Well, we'll see.
But what I was going to say was I'm going to try carbonara, perhaps, or some pasta dish.
Yeah, I think you should try.
Because I think I'd enjoy that.
We're going to three different Italian places. So,
all right.
You know.
Honestly, I just never remember where it is we land. It just is.
We land in Marseille.
Well, yeah, that part.
And then we go to Barcelona.
That I know.
Then Tunisia. And then Palermo, I think is how you say it. Naples and Livorno. I can't remember which way around it is. I always get it wrong. But it's something like that. And then back round to come home.
To Marseille.
To Marseille when we leave.
And we have to make sure that all the things are charged up because Marseille is a very boring place and we're going to be there for a very long time.
Yeah.
In the airport.
I mean, I think, yeah, unfortunately, the flights were either early or late and we couldn't get the early ones because you don't dock until a certain time and then getting to the airport and everything. So our flights aren't until, I think, 6:30.
Yep.
So we've got quite a long time. To sort of hang around a bit, but we'll be fine.
Yeah.
We'll cope.
We will. So you being the wonderful mummy organizer that you are in the family, right? What tips would you give to other people packing for even like a small holiday, but if you are like the lead householder, mm-hmm. What tips would you give them for?
Are we speaking particularly about packing in general?
I don't know. I mean, whatever you think, but I think it's one of those things where you have worked out to a T pretty much everything that needs to be worked out.
Well, I am a big fan of lists. So I also come from a long line in my family of planners. We like to plot and plan and talk about things, and that's how we get through. So whereas some people would say, oh, it's not for ages, we don't need to talk about it right now. In my family, we do talk about it again and again and again and again. And the same things, and we discuss it, and that's just how we do stuff. So I have been thinking about this for a very, very long time, writing lists in my head and then writing lists down of the clothes, the toiletries, the medications, anything that we might need to take with us. I leave the electronic side to you. That is your job.
And Jake.
You guys will tell us what we need, and I will get you both to check that we all have the right cables for the right things, because there are a lot of electronics coming with us. But everything else is down to me. And
it's pink jobs and blue jobs again.
It's pink jobs and blue jobs.
A throwback to a much, much earlier episode.
Yes, like, that is true.
In the teens, I'm pretty sure. It's a really early one.
Mm.
But yeah, my side of it is going to be making sure that we have all the right plugs and cables and things.
Exactly.
Which is something that you don't have to worry about, because I will make sure that it's all done.
Well, it's just not my strong point. It's your strong point. So that's what we have to do. And your other strong point, you and Jake especially, are very good at maintaining the calm. So when my brain is going, no, 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 and yep. Getting all crazy and anxious, it's you two that are there to keep us calm. Yeah.
That's what we're for.
That's what you're for. That's your jobs. But it'll be fine. There's a lot of external factors that could influence things, you know, delays and cancelled flights and stuff like that. But as I keep telling myself, there's nothing we can do about that. So
yeah, we had a bit of a thing about that, didn't we, yesterday?
Yeah, just because I have read and seen people's experiences very recently of the airline that we're flying with just cancelling flights and not informing people until they actually get to the airport.
Which is honestly insane. One of the most disrespectful things that you could do.
Absolutely insane. So that's one thing. And then there just seem to have been a lot of disruptions at UK airports.
Do we have their app?
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure that, I say I'm pretty sure. My assumption is, and maybe I shouldn't make one, but my assumption would be that if you have their app, then we can check right up to the second if there's anything cancellations.
Yeah, I mean, I've logged into it and it seems fine, so I'll just keep checking it, and hopefully it will all be fine.
Exactly.
I think one of the nice things, because our flight is so early in the morning on Monday, it's at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to, rather than have to leave the house at say 3 o'clock in the morning, which we did when we flew and was just hard, we decided to book into one of the hotels at the terminal where we're leaving from. So when we leave the house on Sunday to go to the hotel, you haven't got that panicked rush of, oh my God, we've got to get, you know, got to get out, the taxi's here, we've got to go.
No.
Like, then I feel like you're more likely to forget things. Whereas we've got the day to sort stuff out, you know, make sure the house is okay to be left and
All of that.
Yeah. All of the sort of pre-going away house.
I think a lot of forgetfulness happens when you are leaving the same day that you're flying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, when it's early in the morning and it's all sort of rushed, you think that you're as prepared as you can be, but then when it comes to it, it's that panicked rush out of the door, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we won't have that. We've got my mum taking us to the airport. So we don't even have to be like, oh, there's a car waiting for us. And, you know, it's just my mum.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Exactly.
It's all good.
We're grateful to your mum. Thanks, mother-in-law. My favourite mother-in-law. For being, you know, it's really, really kind and very helpful. And
yeah,
it'll make the stress less.
Yeah. And they're all even great, like my whole family, because they're looking after Penny whilst we're away, aren't they, Penny? She's just heard her name, so her ears are perked up. So she goes there the whole time, and she will have the best time.
Yeah.
Spoiled like a grandchild.
Basically.
Yeah. But it's good. Then we know she's taken care of, so.
All right. So that's the stress part out of the way. What are you looking forward to not having to do next week?
No decisions about what to cook for dinner is a really nice one.
Mm-hmm.
And not having to tidy up, do any washing,
nope.
Any of that. You know, we can go eat and I can leave it all there for someone else.
Absolutely.
That's going to be really nice. Just not, yeah, just not really having to think about that much.
Bit of a break.
Yeah, just a nice switch off time.
Very necessary.
Yeah, it really is for all of us.
Yeah. And you bought a book, an actual hardback book on the trip.
I did buy a book.
You don't have to talk about it, but just the fact that you have a book at all.
I have a book.
I'm proud of you.
Thanks. Makes it sound like I don't read. Obviously, after last week's episode, if you've listened, I do Audible more than I read a physical book. But yeah. I thought if I'm going to be sat sunbathing, or if we get delayed and I'm sat at the airport.
Well, Marseille will give you the test for
on
that.
On the way home, if I haven't finished the book, yeah.
Yeah.
So I will have a book. Maybe we'll talk about it if it's good.
Yeah.
When we get back.
Be fun.
But yeah. What about you? Tell everybody what you're looking forward to.
Well, I'm a foodie. Anyone who knows me by now knows that. And
all
I
all about the food.
All about the food. I remember not remembering, because we talked about this a couple days ago.
The buffet.
Yep. Everything in the buffet on the previous cruise that we went in 2019 was good, but I couldn't tell you a single thing that I ate.
Mm.
And that's weird for me. Because I tend to remember places.
Do you know what I think it is?
Photographic food.
Because there was so much food and so much choice, you kind of end up having a little bit of lots of different things.
Yeah.
So it doesn't end up being like a memorable meal as such. You don't say, oh, I came away and I had this incredible carbonara, like you said, or steak and chips or whatever, which we did have actually at the butcher's restaurant. But at the buffet, you just have like a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you necessarily remember this particular meal.
And I told the kids unquestionably that one of the evenings they are to go off and do whatever they want, and you and I are going to go on a date in one of the ship restaurants.
Yeah.
At my expense, for being the wonderful and awesome wife that you are. So they will go and, I don't know, whether they hang out in the room or play games or go to the
They'll need to eat, so probably
section.
To the buffet.
Whatever they do.
Yeah.
But we're to see hide nor hair of them for an hour, at least.
Okay. Fair enough.
And that's going to be the nice thing, is because, you know, we're not in some kind of resort where someone wouldn't come and hopefully kidnap them, is what I meant to say.
Mm.
No. Yes, come and take my kids, please. We'll be going to be on a moving thing. So, you know, it should be okay to let them loose.
Yeah, I think because...
off the leash.
Because we have had that discussion, haven't we, about safety?
Yeah.
Particularly around Alice. You know, Jake is a big, giant 15-year-old who does not put up with anything. So we don't really have any concerns for him. Alice is much younger, obviously, being a girl, and that does raise some concerns. So we have kind of made a rule that she is not to go anywhere by herself.
Exactly.
Which is completely understood by both of them. So, you know, when we say they're going to go off and have a great time, we mean together.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, we're thinking, oh, the worst is going to happen, but you're on a humongous ship with thousands of people. And yes, there are cameras and stuff, but there are also things can happen. So we're just being safe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I would still feel safer on a ship than letting them loose in a resort.
I think if it's like an enclosed resort, because there are resorts that you can go to where you have like restaurants and pools and all kinds of things. Mm. I think that's probably okay. I think if it was just off you go into the, you know, into the wild, then that would be different. But then no. And it will be good for them to go off and explore a bit without having, you know, us.
Bit of parent free time.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Definitely. I mean, it should be fun for them too, not just us.
Absolutely.
And I want them to go off and enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, I told you that that's what I'm most looking forward to is A, us all hanging out together, but also seeing their enjoyment and their faces when they see the ship the first time. And, you know, they've never experienced anything like this.
Nope.
And getting to see that will just be... yeah, really special.
That first evening when we were on deck for the moving out was really cool.
Yeah, the remember sailing that? Off. That's really fun, yeah.
We were in a place with floor-to-ceiling glass windows.
Yeah.
And back then there was fewer AI things. Controversial topic, but I don't care. I plan to take pictures or videos and get them described and see if I can, you know, get more of an understanding of my surroundings using this stuff.
Yeah.
Because I love the idea. I've got two radios I plan to take with me on the ship. I've got a tiny little portable Walkman. And I've got the bigger one that you got me a couple of years ago, which does shortwave and all sorts. I want to see from our cabin which stations I might pick up and from which parts of the world.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in that. Sounds and things. You know, there's always lots of sonic possibilities. So there's... all that kind of thing I would like to pick up and walk around the ship. And hopefully with Jake, I'll actually get to ask one of the ship musicians if I can play the piano for a bit.
Yeah.
Because I missed out doing that and I want to do that. Mm-hmm. Just to say I've played aboard a cruise ship. Never done that. It would be very fun. And it'll be just lots to experience because we're docking in places we haven't docked before.
Yeah.
I think there's one commonality.
Naples. Did we? No, there's three technically. Last time we flew from Barcelona, so we didn't actually see Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
No. The next day we did go to Marseille, but we didn't get off the ship that day.
Yeah.
To be honest, there's not a huge amount that we would have wanted to do in Marseille, and it was a bit complicated. It was quite far from anything, and we
That's
didn't.
That's right.
But Naples, yeah, was the other one, and we did visit that.
Yeah.
But the other places. And this time we'll actually get to explore Barcelona a bit.
Yes. Should be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, is that Penny's complaining?
No, she wants me to play ball.
Well, is that like a hint to stop talking?
She's like, come on, guys. It's enough. Round it up.
Okay. Dog says. So we do that. So what's your strange news for the week then?
My strange news was, of course, it's gone away.
Bring
loaded
it, back.
It up, but because it's a Facebook link, it disappeared. But it's okay. I've got it. This was actually sent to us by a friend and listener.
Shay. Thanks, Shay.
Thank you very much. I had actually seen this on Facebook a little while ago, but hadn't even thought about doing this. But yeah. So... this is a poster, a notice, important notice to park visitors. And this is in the village of Edwardsburg?
Could be.
I think. So.
Strange name, strange place.
Edwardsburg. I'm not sure exactly which state in the US that is. But it is a man who has been banned from the park. Old man with device that shoots oranges.
That sounds really painful.
He's been entering the park and launching oranges at anyone who appears teenaged. while shouting, "No teens in the park." Wow. So he walks around with like a backpack full of oranges. There's pictures of him. And he's quite an old guy. You know, he's got very grey, white hair and beard.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, it has a big tube that comes out the side with a kind of device at the front to shoot out these oranges. And there are three pictures of teenagers that were struck by the oranges and they're covered in bruises.
This is because bad.
Oranges are quite large.
Yeah, and they have an abrasive surface.
Yeah. So one of the teenagers has got a big bruise on his head, one on her arm, and one on his stomach.
That's not okay, guys.
Yeah. So at he's least just going
peel
around
them
shooting.
First.
Yeah. Peel them first. Splat. Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Michigan, that's where it is.
Okay.
There you go.
So there you go, Michigan people. Be careful.
Watch out.
Orange Man's about.
Well, hopefully not. But now that he's been banned.
That's a really crazy
thing
to do.
I don't know. Because it doesn't even state that he's firing them at teenagers that are misbehaving or doing anything wrong.
Just teenagers, period.
Just teenagers in general. Get out of the park.
He's ageist.
He is.
Horrible man. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, with that, I think we'll go off and not get hit by oranges. But we have things to do today, and we must do them.
Yes.
So, as always, like, subscribe, share, word of mouth is the only way we get heard, and
follow.
Tell your friends.
That's the new one. Follow.
Follow.
Or subscribe, I think.
Yes, do that. Do the following thing. It's good. We like it. And we'd love to hear your tips for a stress-free holiday experience. Because I think that everybody will have a little different thing that they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you've got any questions about being on a cruise specifically,
yes,
maybe next week when we record on the ship.
I'm so excited about that.
I know you are. We could answer, then that would be great too.
I have three different setups. I don't know which one I'm going to use.
No.
I know.
You've got to get thinking.
Choices. They're all coming with me, by the way, but it's just I don't know which one I'm going to use. Yeah.
Back up to the backup.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, well, next time you hear from us, we shall be aboard ship. Maybe amidships, I don't know. But anyway, until then, have a lovely time.
Bye.